Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Jason Aldean, and when I ain't sucking a dick or getting fucked in my ass by Colt Ford, I'm listening to the White Trash Revival with Donnie fucking Cash. I'd blow him on any dirt road in America.
Episode 72. I'm Donnie fucking Cash, and you are at the Outlaw Radio Network over at Black CountryRock.org. Yes, Lord. We are on episode 72 here, and I got a buzz. I haven't been drinking a lot lately, but right now, motherfucker's got a buzz up in this biatch. All right. Well, I start off the show with some Black Eyed Vermilion, Hate and Whiskey, which is a great fucking song. Every time I hear that motherfucker, I get so fucking pumped up. It's probably one of my top 10 favorite songs of all time, no shit. And the other day I was in the gym because Donnie fucking Cash is taking up powerlifting, and I was listening to some Hate and Whiskey, this song I just played, and it got me so fucking pumped and amped that I deadlifted 425 pounds. Now, for those of you who don't know what a deadlift is, it's when you pick up weight from the floor and stand straight up with it. So I dug deep and banged that motherfucker for one repetition, and I almost shit my pants. I think my asshole protruded outwards. So I felt good. I got that lift, which none of you probably care, but powerlifting's a new addiction for me. I'm getting stronger. And actually, I still prefer drinking, but I need something more, an addiction that's better for my health, if you will. Well, over the weekend, I took my oldest daughter to the mall. I myself don't shop at the mall. I don't give a fuck about what they sell there, because I don't buy nothing from there. I don't buy no clothes or nothing, because the mall can fucking bite my cock. But anyways, I took my daughter there because she's in middle school and she likes all that fucking shit. You know, Aeropostale, Abercrombie, all that shit, which is puts a big fucking dent in my wallet, but she's a kid and you know how kids are. So I'm an Aeropostale, or not Aeropostale. What's that other motherfucking fag shit? Hollister. Yeah, Hollister. And I came to this conclusion. If you're over 25 years of age, you should not, it should be illegal for you to buy clothing there, for you to wear. I've seen 30, 35, 40-year-old women buying a Hollister and wearing that shit, and they look fucking ridiculous. You hear me? Absolutely fucking ridiculous. You're 35, 40 years old. Quit wearing teenage clothes because you don't have no teenage pussy. All right? Well, we're going to get in this first set here, and let me tell you this. I know I was supposed to do a one-man band show, but I don't feel like it. I got quite a bit of music here, and none of it was one-man band material, so fuck you. Enjoy, bitches.
face. First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
Drowning sun she starts to set. I cringe every time you try to praise me.
Start off this set with a little Joshua Black Wilkins and the 40 Volts with a song called Taps. Followed that with a little Cajun shit, a little Zydeco, Jesse Legg, Joel Savoy, and the Cajun Country Revival with Corville's Fetishes. Or Fetish, I'm sorry. Speaking of fetish, you all know, want to know what my fetishes are, because I have many, like fucking a midget, yes. Why do you think that is? Because with my medium-sized cock, if I hit a midget in her pussy, my cock don't feel like I'm Ron Jeremy. Or when she wraps her little hands around my fucking medium cock, it's going to be like a fucking giant. So, I only fuck women with small hands. I ended the set with the Imperial Rooster with God Has Left the Building. I hope you enjoyed that set, because I sure did. And I have a buzz, and I'm feeling good. But, let's see here. Oh, yeah. On the way from work yesterday, I was driving home. You know, spent 8 hours at work. I'm wanting to get the fuck home and get out of my uniform and get relaxed. Why do you wear a uniform, Donnie fucking Cash? Well, that's because I work in a maximum security prison, motherfucker. And I just want to get home and relax. So on the way home, I hit a cat. I get pulled over by the State Highway Patrol, because it's a country road I take. And I'm like, oh, fuck, was I speeding or what? But apparently I wasn't. So the officer comes up to my car, and I'm thinking he's going to give me a pass because we're both state employees, wearing uniforms, all that type of shit, but no. He says, you know why I pulled you over, sir? I said, no, I have no clue. Was I speeding? He said, no. The reason why I'm pulling you over is you hit a domesticated animal, and therefore, under the Ohio Revised Code 2934-21 Section 8, anyone hitting a domestic animal shall find the owner of the animal or therefore face a ticket. Now me, my insurance is kind of high. I didn't want a fucking ticket, so I said, sir, what do I have to do not to get a ticket? He said, find the owner and we'll get the cat off the road. Call the ODOT, Ohio Department of Transportation, to come up here with their dead animal unit and then take it and all that good shit. So my dumbass is going door to door, knocking on motherfucker's door in my uniform. No luck. I finally go to the last house and said, fuck it, if I can't find it here, I'm just going to have to get a fucking ticket. My insurance will go up. My wife will be pissed. I'll get no pussy. I mean, I don't get no pussy now. So really, what difference does it make? None, I guess. So I go to the last door, knock on the old house. An elderly lady answers, probably in her 80s. I said, ma'am, do you have a black cat? She says, well, yes, sir, I do. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry to inform you that I have hit your cat and killed it. I apologize. At this time, this elderly lady just breaks down into tears, crying, saying that was the last gift her husband ever got her before he passed away last year, and that's all the family she has because her kids all live in California and Colorado, and she doesn't see no one, and all she has is her cat. So me, being the sensitive fuck that I am, I start getting a little sad, and I said, ma'am, I know this will never bring back your cat, but please take this $50 I have in my wallet and go buy you a new cat. I know it's not the one your husband got you, but I'm really, really sorry, and hopefully this will make up for your loss in some ways. So she took the money. I went back to my car. I told the highway patrol trooper, I said, sir, I found whose cat it was. I paid her $50, and she's okay with that. So the trooper asked me, you paid her $50? I said, yes, sir. So he goes up to her house, maybe to verify that, you know, it was her cat, and I wasn't trying to weasel my way out of a ticket. And then he comes back. And when he comes back, he has a little old lady in cuffs. I said, sir, what's going on? Why do you have this nice old lady in cuffs? He said, I arrest this lady for selling pussy.
Far she could tell. is great, Lois. Thanks to you, I missed a moment of television history.
Well, now you know how George W. Bush felt when he showed up in Vietnam.
Thank you. look, can't you leave me alone? I got a terrible hangover. I never had one as bad as this before.
This set with the song Doll by Michael Dean Damron, who is also in the band I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch. which I like the name of that band because I myself can lick any bitch, unless of course your pussy's so hairy it looks like you shit a wig. We followed that with Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs with Alone in This World, Alone in This Together. That's right. And I ended the set with Jimmy Dale Gilmore and the Wranglers with In the Pines. Other day I was listening to Hank 3's Cattle Call, which I'm a big fan of. I do dig it because I am a fan of The Auctioneer. And I think it's a pretty good album. It's pretty genius. And I like it. But I was thinking about Hank 3's revolving door of all of his bandmates, whether it be a stand-up bass or a fiddle player, drummer, what have you. But one person seems to stay with the group at all times, and that's Andy Gibson. And why is that, I wonder? Is it because Andy Gibson kicks fucking ass? Who knows? But I do know that the newest album by Hank, Andy Gibson's hardly on it. Could that be a conspiracy, folks? Shall we investigate?
Stockman's.
Who's speaking, please?
This is Terry.
This is not... Are you in charge of the billing down there?
I can probably help you.
Listen, my name is R.D. Mercer. I have got about three or four bills from y'all's clinic there.
What are they addressed to?
Well, they're addressed to me, but they're talking about some operation y'all done on a basset hound named Dolly.
What's your last name?
Mercer, and it was for some sort of a teat reduction there.
Hold on just a moment, please, okay?
Well, I can't hold on very long, because I guarantee you I got a bill down here that ain't mine, and now it says it's been turned over to a collector.
I don't find anything in your name. You're going to have to give me more information, because your name doesn't ring any bells with me.
I understand. It's Roy Damn Mercer is my name. And I got about three or four bills from y'all, and I ain't paying it because we ain't got no basset hound named Dolly.
Can you spell your last name, please?
M-E-R-C-E-R. But it's for $440, and I don't know how big them were, but that's an awful expensive teat reduction, I know that.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, I tell you, the clue is I ain't paying it.
Well, that's fine. But I don't know who you are. And I can't imagine us charging that much for something like that, and we don't do that type of service anyway.
What you need to do is send me a notice that said that that's took care of.
Sir, I don't even know who you are.
I'm a fella that's getting ready to come down there and get sideways with somebody.
Why don't you bring that bill down here, and you just talk to me, and we'll take care of it?
Why don't you just send me a note that says I don't owe y'all any
Sir,
money?
I don't know who you are. I cannot send you a note without knowing who you are.
Is there a man down there?
I can take care of you. I'm the office manager.
There may be an ass-whooping involved in this.
Well, you just come right on down.
I guarantee you I'll be down there in about 30 minutes.
Hey.
I need a note.
Stockman.
Don't hang up on me like that again. You's rude to me.
Do you want to define rude, sir? Your picture's beside it in the dictionary.
I don't know what you's talking about, but I'm getting ready to come down there, and I want a note that explains that I don't know y'all.
You come down here, we'll figure out what's going on, and I'll try to help you.
The figuring out is done. I don't owe y'all no money. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have somebody...
I'm not going to stand here and listen to this on the phone. If you want to come down here and talk to me, you just come right on down. We'll take care of it then.
I tell you what, I may send a couple of my boys down there, John and Doug...
And that right there was I Want to Be Loved, But Only by You, by the Foghorn Trio, Caleb Clauder's band. Yes, Lord, last set right here, motherfuckers.
I wander through this loathsome valley. I've forgotten where I came. Trees and flowers bloom around me, but I can't recall their name. I hear the cannons, I see them flashing, breathing. This rifle is my chain. Never seen my only daughter. I was gone before she came, and she may never.
Coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti, yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah, large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Mm-hmm. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Venti is a large coffee.
Really? Says who, Fellini?
How much is that? Here's a 10.
Do you accept lira, or is it all
euros?
You
know what? Just keep the change.
Elijah saw his bitter foe. He took his breath and named his bow. The other brave was just as spry and also let an arrow fly. The arrows twisted in the air. They almost seemed to hover there and turn to where the men had sat like psychopathic bats. And the blood ran up Confusion Hill and rained into the sky. And the blood did run up Confusion Hill and it rained into the sky. For many years I stayed up there, but you know as well as I do that what goes up must eventually come down. Then there was the hanging of the coward Mort McCall, who had shot three Christian men in the back. And they took him up to Confusion Hill for to hang him. But something happened, something strange, in the construction of the gallows that defied the plumb bob of every man who come out to inspect it. It made no sense the way Mort hung there at a 45-degree angle, not feeling a thing, although his feet were off the ground. And by and by, the ladies got to feeling sorry for him. So they brought him soup and a blanket when it got cold at night. And during the day, the men would untie his hands and let him play checkers, which he always won. And this went on for 3 days. 3 days, when finally, all the men who lived in town agreed that they should cut him. wasn't sold, but he had a little old Pepper Gold, so Pepper finished out the day before he left, he got his pay. The paper had a full-page ad. It read, "Old Pepper's going mad. For the town's amusement, I have an act I'd like to try. With the aid of my machines, something you ain't never seen. A sight that's sure your blood to chill. Friday night, Confusion Hill." He was beaming with pride at the sound of the screaming that came from inside. And the blood ran up Confusion Hill and rained into the sky. And at this point, there was so much blood that it rained up from Confusion Hill that we all should have known that a great storm was a-coming. Just a little more blood, a little more evil, and we'd all be drenched. Well, I guess if there's two things that this world has in rich supply, that'd have to be blood and evil. And I reckon Possum and I should be held responsible for our portion of it, for you see, we have been to Confusion Hill for what was supposed to be our final showdown. But it didn't happen that way. We met up at Confusion Hill, one to die, one to kill. The banjo picker seeing red would see the guitar. Confusion Hill, and it rained into the sky.
They sent in their best man, and when we roll down the 69th Street Bridge tomorrow,
Prisoner of War by the Hen House Prowlers. I followed that with Massacre on Confusion Hill by the Pine Box Boys, and that's off their new CD, Tales of the Emancipated Head. And I ended it with Lessons Learned by Greenland is Melting. Alright, folks, if you guys want to send me music or send me requests or, you know, proposition me with money to come to your town and blow you, get with me at thewhitetrashrevival@yahoo.com or check me out on Facebook. I'm sorry, MySpace ain't around no more, is it? I'm Donnie F. Cash at Facebook. You can find my show page, The White Trash Revival. And my show will be on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central, on blackcountryrock.org/outlawradio. So, come on over there, give me a listen, check me out. I'm still as uncouth as I was before when I used to do this show. So, that'll be it for the evening. I'm going to end the show with The Horseshoes. So, enjoy.
Yeah. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com, where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs, and free site builder with easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.